Preface. This booklet is a verse-by-verse study of Christian baptism, as it is presented to us in the New Testament. It is written for those who have put their faith in the atoning blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and who have received the assurance of forgiveness of sins and eternal life in Him. Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead unto sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:3. If you know in your own personal experience what is meant in these three verses by the words to be healed, to pass from death unto life, and to be born again, then this booklet can be a blessing to you. But if these matters are things hidden and mysterious to you, then we have to warn you according to God's word that baptism cannot save your soul. Dear friend, remember your sins. Do not hide them. Say humbly, like David, I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sins. Psalm 51:3-38:18. Know that the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Psalm 51:17. For your own sake, dear reader, do not look at other people's mistakes. Look at your own heart. Realize how much you need to be saved from your sins. Recognize that in God's sight you are sick and blind and naked. Come to your Savior, who loved you and died for you upon the cross. Call upon the Lord Jesus. He will have compassion on you, heal you, open your eyes, and clothe you with the garments of salvation. He will send you away rejoicing. He has said, Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. John 6:37. Now the Spirit of Christ is the Spirit of love. We who have trusted in the Lord need to remind ourselves that it greatly grieves the Holy Spirit when the Lord's children enter into heated argument about such matters as baptism. Controversy is a mark of spiritual weakness which we should outgrow. 2 Timothy 2:24-25. The Spirit of God constrains us to love one another, even though there may be things on which, for a time, we disagree. Romans 14:2-3:5-17-19. Matters such as these must be approached with love and patience and in a spirit of prayer, without which they cannot be helpful and will rather do damage to our spiritual life. We earnestly desire, therefore, to stand clear of controversy and yet, under a strong sense of the need for light from God's word to be shed upon this subject and to dispel the confusion that exists in many minds, we have felt constrained to write this booklet. In doing so, our prayer for God's people is that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, and length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:17-19. Finally, I would like to add a personal word. In the preparation of this booklet, I have had the help and advice of a number of the Lord's servants, among whom I must mention especially Dr. A. I. Kinya, whose assistance in revising and rearranging the material I have greatly valued. I desire to thank all who have thus contributed to the work by prayer and in practical ways, but most of all our Lord Jesus Himself, apart from whom nothing would have been possible. There can be no effective work for Him that does not first of all owe everything to Him. Yours in His fellowship. CED